Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific entertainer, actress. She has just put together an amazing career. And I'll tell you, 99.9% of the people in the world trying to make it in Hollywood just has to look to her. And what an impressive career she's put together. Everything from L.A.'s Finest. I remember her from My Name is Earl, the Tracy Morgan Show, one-on-one SEAL Team. ER, she did a few ERs, Dangerous Minds, Fresh Prince, so many great performances and diverse performances. Castle, of course, was a huge show and great show, certainly for Tamela Jones. And her latest, or at least what we'll be talking about here, is Rebel, and the casting people did another great job. They put together some really talented people, including Tamela, and that's on ABC on Thursdays. If you're not watching it, you're missing out. Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Tamela Jones is our very special guest. Hey, Tamela, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. You have to be excited about this.
I am super excited. I'm super excited to see, you know, the work that we did together, and I'm really excited to see what the fans think of it.
Well, I guess that's always the question, but it's when you have talented people in front of the camera and behind the camera. I I'm not an actor. I'm not in that business, so to speak. But I've got to believe that you get a vibe when something has a real chance, and this certainly has a real chance.
I was feeling like this from the very beginning, before I even got the job. I just knew with Christopher Knopf, who has a track record of many of hits, Station 19, Grey's Anatomy with Shonda Rhimes. She's just amazing. And when I heard that she was doing something with Katie Sagal, who I'm a huge fan of, I used to go around the house saying, "Oh, Al," I love Katie Sagal. I had to get in. So super excited about working with those two women. And then Andy Garcia, John Corbett, James LeJour, I was like, I need in. Yeah. I need in on this.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just listed like a long list of credits, and it doesn't even come close to listing everything that you've done. You've got to be proud of the body of work that you've put together. But also, I'd be surprised if there are people you still haven't worked with, since you've done all these different spots, and you had long runs, and you did one-offs, and all of this. Are all of these folks that you just mentioned, like John Corbett, who we've had on the show, and Katie, and all these folks, have you not worked with these people before?
Not before Rebel. I have not. I worked with James LeJour years ago on a show called For Your Love with Holly Robinson Peake, but everyone else, this is my first time working with them.
Wow. The chances of that happening, and those people have long credits too. It's amazing that happens. And kudos to the casting folks to kind of, you know, mesh together a bunch of talent that hasn't been together on the screen before.
Yeah, that was an incredible move, and Christopher Knopf had a lot to do with that, the casting as well. She's very particular, and she's hands-on with everything from the picking of the cast down to hair and makeup, colors, mood, tone, lighting. She's amazing. But to work with these group of people, you know, it's really been a great learning experience, but it's made me an even bigger fan of them all.
Are things getting back to normal? I know it's been a rough year, and again, of course, our thoughts are with the folks who lost their lives and got very sick and everything else. But when you get beyond that, we try to get back to normalcy. Are you feeling it getting, or do you see light at the end of the tunnel with your profession and getting back to where it was?
I definitely see light at the end of the tunnel, but I feel that even as a whole, as a country, we still have some miles to go before we can sense some sort of normalcy. You know, everyone's getting vaccinated now, and everyone's talking about, are we going to be able to take these shields off? Even if we take the shields off, we still have to wear the mask, you know, until everything is cleared up. So,
yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I don't understand why people won't wear masks. That I don't get.
Yeah, it's just a mask.
Yeah, it's just a mask.
Take it off when you get in your car. It's fine.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. You know, some people, if they're just starting out, and they were just kind of hitting their stride, when the pandemic came, it just kind of, everything just grinded to a halt. You can look back, and even though you're a young lady, you have a tremendous track record. Was any part of this a reset for you, or did you get a chance to do some things that you didn't get to do because you're constantly working? Seems like you've had a steady flow of work for a very, very long time here. Did any of this serve as a reset for you?
I wouldn't call it a reset. I would call it a rebirth. Yeah. I'm a very spiritual individual. And during the quarantine time, I used that time to really get in touch with me more, and also to start giving more to the earth. You know, like take time and go play in the dirt. Put some plants in there or... you know, go hiking and learn what these things are. So I think I'm going to take a botany class soon because I go on a lot of hikes and I've learned about a lot of plants that have medicinal use. I know that sounds strange, but I really got into that during the quarantine.
I don't think it's strange at all, to be honest with you. I think it's great. It's you're expanding and you're getting in touch with the earth. There's nothing strange about that.
Oh, thank you. and then singing, and I've been karaokeing, you know, I felt like singing is a part of therapy, and I didn't want to go crazy being in this house all that time, so I picked some rock songs from Nirvana and some Fleetwood Mac, and I got out there and started singing. I think I like it now.
Listen, way to go. I've been watching your career for a while here, and it's just very impressive. Congrats on Rebel and everything else that's going right for you. Can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing?
On Twitter, I'm Tamala Jones, and on Instagram, I'm Tam Jones and the number one. And you can catch me on Rebel on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC.
Well, Tamala, thank you very much for being here, and good luck and stay safe.
Thank you so much. You safe, too. You stay safe, too.
I will. Enjoy. Tamala Jones, everyone. Wonderful actress. And you can see her in Rebel on Thursday nights. Katie Segal and so many other folks in that John Corbett. Good cast of folks. A lot of talent there. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. if you're listening on the East Coast. Rebel is ABC's show that night in that slot. And look, it's going to get an opportunity. You know, it's when you put together Grey's Anatomy and some other shows, and you're the showrunner for a new show on ABC, you're going to get an opportunity when you have Katie Segal and John Corbett and Tamala Jones, and there's a whole list. I should have the list in front of me, but there's a bunch of folks there that have big names and big time resumes, and it doesn't, you know, listen, it doesn't hurt. To have that, you're going to get opportunities, and you get, you know, opportunities to grow a bit, and hey, look, Tamala Jones has put together a very nice career, and it's interesting. She said karaoke and botany and, you know, combination. That's you know what that means, is she's had a pretty good career. If she's she's branching out into things like that, because those are fun things. Those aren't, you know, things that usually enhance your career. That's personal, fun stuff. So that's always good to hear. A lot of times, the more up and coming type actors, actresses, You don't hear them getting into stuff like that. They get into situations they're studying singing, or they're studying music, or something along those lines. But they're concentrating on different things that are going to help their career rather than do these fun things. Anyway, Tamala Jones has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. Check her out on Rebel, 10 p.m. on Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.